Okay, good evening everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. The Parsha really is bookended by two very different generations that both present very significant problems in terms of their outlook, their ideology, their religious worldview. Of course, the Dor HaMabul, which is deserving of utter destruction, and the Dor HaFlaga, which is literally the generation of the disbursement, which doesn't seem to have quite the same egregious nature. It's not as if God tries to destroy them, but the Midrash is a very interesting formulation of the distinction between the two generations. So the Midrash says, to what can we compare the generation of the flood and the generation of the disbursement? To two princes. One of them says to his father, the king, I can't tolerate you anymore. I can't deal with you. I can't deal with all of your rules. That's the generation of the flood, where their perspective was, we're not going to have any respect for God, we're not going to have any respect for morality, any basic ethics. What about the Dor HaFlaga, the generation of the disbursement of the nations? The second one says to the king, I'm not going to tolerate this, but I'm going to fight you. Unlike the generation of the flood, where there was no confrontational aspect to it, the generation of the disbursement is portrayed here, Asheni Omer Lo Kolhei Manach, Ela Omer Hava Nivne Lanu Ir, Yered hu lamata ve'anu na la l'shamayim. We're going to drag God down and we're going to seize the throne. In other words, unlike the first son who just says, I don't want to deal with you and I can't deal with you, the second son in this particular midrash says, I'm going to have a confrontation with you. And what's remarkable is the midrash says, so God says, okay, so let you try to have a confrontation with me. And of course, we're all familiar with the midrashic interpretation that they wanted to build a tower so that they would be able and succeed in waging war against God himself, as the rabbinic tradition goes. And God says, okay, so I'll let you try. You do the best you can. And of course, it doesn't work out. And their greatest fear, they say, pen nafutz al pnei chol haaretz, lest we be scattered throughout the land. Indeed, that's exactly what happened. Umisham hefitzam Hashem, that God scattered them. In other words, there's a certain futility. Man has to understand and appreciate that he's limited, that he's not going to succeed if it's his intention to wage war against God. It's simply not possible. And if you think about it, this goes all the way back to the beginning of creation, because what was it that Adam and Chava erroneously and in a very misguided way tried to accomplish? They were convinced by the snake that if they would do certain things, if they would eat from this particular fruit, they would be like God. V'isem kelokim yodei tov v'ra. So you're seeing that same motif picked up here, that the generation of the disbursement, the Dor HaFlaga, again, this notion that somehow humanity is going to be able to scale the heights and rival God, that's simply not something that's possible. There's a little final piece in this midrash that I thought I would conclude with, is that in the presentation in the Torah, it doesn't say, of course, that God destroyed them. As we just said, God just said, if you want to wage war against me, I'm going to scatter you. That's what you were afraid of anyway. But the language that the Torah uses is very suggestive. The Torah says about God, he says to his ministering angels or to his retinue, his celestial tribunal, as it were, Hava Nerda. Let us go down and examine what exactly is going on here. So the Midrash poses the question, what do you mean, Hava Nerda? Let's go down and examine. God knows exactly what's going on. God is perfect. God is perfect in his knowledge. God has total awareness. So what does it mean when it says Hava Nerda, as if God needs a pair of spectacles or a microscope to go and examine what's happening with the generation below? So the Midrash teaches us that God means to teach us a lesson, that nobody should pass judgment on anyone or anything before a thorough investigation. We all have biases. We all have certain prejudices in terms of things that seem logical or illogical or unreasonable or reasonable to us. And what's really needed is for us to restrain ourselves from ad hoc judgment, to learn from God. Hava Nerda, even God examines a situation before drawing a conclusion. And this motif, of course, is repeated later on in Sefer Bereishis when it comes to destruction of Sodom and Amorah and the cities of the plains there, where again, God uses the same language to Avram. He says, I have to investigate and to see what exactly is going on in Sodom. And that too is a lesson for us.